This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 19th. God's word for you today is from Zion. Our scripture reading is taken from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 22 to 23. And it says, "Then you helped them conquer great kingdoms and many nations, and you placed your people in every corner of the land. They completely took over the land of King Sihon of Heshbon and King Og of Bashan, and brought them into the land you have promised." The highest mountain of influence is Zion. And when we come to Zion and operate from Zion, we are able to influence the seven mountains. However, for the folks on the seven mountains to be successful, they must keep their link with Zion. I have seen Christians get into amazing positions that God placed them in, and sadly, they disconnect from their local church and they become a mess, even though they are Christians. The truth is that the local church may have only 15 members, but when they gather, you have representation in Zion. And through Zion, you are empowered to influence that mountain. Brian O'Brien says, "The transformation of a nation will come through the seven spheres of influence or mountains that shape society, namely family, economy, government, education, media, entertainment, and spirituality. God has assigned his people to be all over the nation. God has assigned his people to be all over the mountain, some in the plains, some on the lower slopes and foothills, others on rocky outcrops, and a few near the summit." Every location is essential. When we say, take the mountain, note that not everyone will be at the summit. How many people can be president? Some will be counselors, some senators, and others will be party card holders. But everybody will be holding their ground. The image inserted is a graphical representation of a mountain. You will notice that the mountain has 7 points, A to G, and God needs people at every point. When you are taking the mountain, you are maintaining your position for God, and that position may be at point F. It is not until you get to point A that you are holding your brief. You hold your ground where you are. When we are able to do that, then the nations will turn and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. During my prayer walks, I take time out to focus on and pray for all the nations where God's favorite house is in. And God will begin to establish our people in the different places of influence in Jesus' name. One of the biggest mistakes churches make is when they get this concept right, they think they are the superstars. No, we need all the churches to get this concept right. We need all of us because we are on the same team. Remember, all these mountains are influenced from Zion. Let us pray. Father, let my life be a representation of your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.